So in many ways, which we should be grateful for, our country has done a great job dealing with this worldwide pandemic. As a matter of fact, a report by Bernama proved it when Indonesians commended the ways in which the Malaysian government provided financial aid to its citizens, after the enforcement of the MCO. On a YouTube series entitled, Shocking. Malaysia's Latest Condition, YouTuber Makan Idealis interviewed biotechnology expert and research administrator of Halal Industry Research Center, University Islam Antarabangsa Malaysia, USIM, Professor Dr. Arwandi Jazwar on the current MCO situation in Malaysia. In said interview, it was discovered that many Indonesians were impressed by the financial aid and countless other initiatives that were given out to Malaysians, who were all badly impacted economically. Many Indonesians also expressed their hopes that the Indonesian government would make an example out of Malaysia, and help their people who have also been badly impacted by the pandemic. The YouTube video, which garnered a lot of support with over 400,000 views and over 5,000 comments, had many netizens mentioning their hats off to Malaysia. One wrote, "Congratulations to Malaysia, their people must be truly happy to be Malaysians. Pray that we Indonesians get to live as happily as you all do." https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ripnafuch4 There were also comments from Malaysians stating their gratitude for all that was being done for them. One user said, "Thank God we're in a country where our leader is true to its citizens. Indonesia begin its large-scale social distancing, PSBB, in stages, on 16 March 2020 to curb the spread of the virus. On 9 April, President Joko Widodo also announced various aids and initiatives to its citizens, including a financial aid of ₹600,000 a month for 3 months and an essential needs card valued for ₹200,000 every month for 9 months to 20 million worthy families. Seems to me, that given everything, we're doing better than all right. I mean even Indonesia thinks so. So here's a hearty thanks to everyone in our country doing their part to end COVID-19. Also read, WHO says the COVID-19 pandemic is 10 times deadlier than H1N1, acknowledges the importance of vaccine. You have reached the end of this story.